This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450 free. This is our number two. And in studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris has gone outside to try, I guess, shoveling somebody's car out of the snow. He should be back in the studio here momentarily. But Heather, you actually had an interesting story about robots stealing jobs.
Yeah.
And specifically, like, robots stealing government jobs. So we're not talking about, you know, the whole fight for 15 and then automated food ordering things come in. We're talking about, you know, robots stealing jobs that probably shouldn't exist in the first place.
Well, yeah, exactly. So it comes down to things like minimum wage, right? So you got to be worth your wage, and not everybody is. So robots are making a comeback.
Oh, don't call it a comeback. They've been here for years.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
they're making, to some extent,
they're progressing better than we are, apparently. Because coming from The Guardian, we have an article here. Robots could replace 250,000 UK public sector workers.
You know what that you call that?
What?
A good start.
Well, no, a good start would be to just eliminate those jobs altogether.
Well, I mean, it's supply and demand, you know what I mean? If there's a demand for a job, there's going to be a supply for it.
Right, but we're not talking about, you know, actual jobs that people want. We're talking about jobs that
the
government...
Well, I mean, yes, they are, because some of these jobs are hospital jobs, so people want those. You just, you know, I think your argument is that you want them to be funded privately, not publicly.
That there should not be public sector jobs, is my point.
Okay, that's Daryl's point. So, according to this, though, right, will it make you feel better if these jobs are all robots?
I don't know, because who's programming the robot?
It says
Is it still some government employee that's programming the robot? What are these robots going to be doing? Will these robots have to learn ethics?
Okay, so it says almost 250,000 public sector workers could lose their jobs to robots over the next 15 years, according to a new report which claims machines would be more efficient and save billions of pounds. Reform, a right-of-center think tank, says websites and artificial intelligence chatbots could replace up to 90% of Whitehall's administrators, as well as tens of thousands in the NHS and GPS's surgeries by 2030, saving as much as £4 billion a year.
NHS being the National Health System, what is GPS? I know it's geo something positioning system, as far as, you know, like helping you figure out where you're going. But in this context, it's obviously some British.
I think it's GPs. I think it's general practitioners, maybe.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That makes a little more sense.
GP apostrophe, yes. But they missed the apostrophe.
I hate it.
Of course they did, because they're British.
I know. That threw me off a little bit.
So is there more to this story?
Yes, there is.
All right, so hold that. Let's go to the phones, where we've got Jimmy calling in from Arizona. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Heather. What's on your mind?
Chris, when I call on the Free Talk Live, so called that it is, all I ask is first you tell the truth, and then let me give my opinion. And then we can learn from each other when you allow me to respond to things. You may like Daryl W. Perry last time. I just heard, ironically, I had never heard it live, that you said that I believe Islam is evil, which is a despicable smear of me, of something, an immoral sentiment I don't have in the slightest at all. And I, unlike you, I would never because I don't smear millions of peaceful, loving people that call themselves Muslims. I would never call a cold-blooded killer Muslim. When I call in to talk about blowback, which you guys use as an excuse for mass murdering, Islamist jihadists, notice I don't call them Muslims. I call them mass marauding mass murderers. I have no respect for their existence. They don't belong on this planet and need to be got rid of. They're an infestation into civilization in the Eastern and Western world, unfortunately, nowadays.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Hold on,
Jimmy.
Yeah, you dropped him already?
Yes. He did the same thing where he calls in and, you know, Daryl didn't apologize, even though I've apologized numerous times.
Right. But James,
and then goes on his rant about, you know, certain people that...
I think for future reference, though, if he's having a conversation with Chris, just ask if Chris wants to drop the call.
Yeah. Or I'll give you the thumbs down or whatever, but I probably won't. So, James, if you're still listening, if I have mischaracterized what I believed your point of view to be regarding Islam, then I apologize. That's what I do. No big deal. But if you want to have the same conversation on blowback every single time and it's going to relate to radical extremists or whatever you want to call it, and you only want to focus on the Middle East, it's getting old to me, bud. I appreciate your passion. I always enjoy taking your calls. But let's move on. Let's talk about
robots in the public sector.
I was going to say, let's pick a banana republic. Let's talk about something else the U.S. has done, and we had unintended consequences because of our foreign policy. That's what blowback is. It can pertain to any number of things. But I'm not going to change your mind. You're not going to change my mind. So let's move on. Thank you. Now, can we talk about robots some more?
Sure can.
Will the robots save the world is basically the question.
I don't know.
Like,
now that we're talking about blowback, I was just thinking, like, what if they replace all, like, the military jobs with robots? They're going to be a little creepy.
Well, that's been discussed, and that really gets into the question of ethics. I think the story's good because at least it's talking about making government more efficient. You know,
they can more efficiently wind up, you know, doing all the horrible things that they do.
Yeah.
So this says even nurses and doctors could fall victim to the march of the machines, which the report says can outperform humans at some diagnoses and routine surgical procedures and are more efficient at collecting information. The report argues that public services should become more flexible by embracing a gig economy where workers support themselves through a variety of flexible jobs acquired through online platforms.
So we all everybody works for Fiverr.
Hold on. So, I don't know if I want to hire a surgeon off of Fiverr. Two, I'm not sure how comfortable I am with a robot being the physician.
Well,
so
I
can understand
nurses, like certain procedures.
Yeah.
I'm like wondering what that is.
But like I can understand
this.
If it's something to where there's, you know, an actual doctor that's controlling the robot, but if it's just, you know, a robot that has been programmed of, oh, the liver should be 3 inches inside
right.
to the left. Well, what happens if it's not?
No, I think technologically, with the amount of government regulation around healthcare, these things will never happen because we'll go through 20 years of trials before any of us see any benefit from this. I don't think it's unreasonable. I think it's a worthwhile thing to look into, particularly in medicine. Forget the whole government thing. You can't forget the government when you're talking about medicine in the UK because it's
right.
intertwined so tightly. Not that it's that much different.
I mean, you also
here.
can't forget about like it's just intelligence in general. I mean, there's a lot of technology that is like surpass the human mind. It's almost like we're not even.
And I tell you, if you guys
intellectually superior, anymore.
Either of you guys ever heard of a book called The Checklist Manifesto?
No,
I have not.
Okay, well,
what
so
is it?
It's a really good book, and it's about checklists. But what this guy did was he was a surgeon, and he found that they were getting a lot of infections when they were operating on people. And what's the number one cause of infections?
things not being cleaned properly.
In reality, it's people in a surgical suite not washing their hands.
Now, that would be a thing, not being cleaned properly. Hold the thought.
We will.
Hold the thought, because we'll definitely get into this. The checklist manifesto, robots performing surgery. Is this a good idea, or is it not a good idea? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Assuming that you're not a robot stealing my job, I want you to try my pillow. Well, you can't have mine because that's the one that I use, but you can get your very own My Pillow, and you can get it risk-free for 60 days, and it's probably going to be the best pillow that you've ever used. If you don't think so, you can send it back in those first 60 days. My Pillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for close to a year, and it is the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow, you can actually throw your MyPillow into the washer and then throw it into the dryer and actually still have a pillow that you can use that doesn't just turn into like a lump of something. These things are amazing. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price or a second pillow absolutely free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you can get your money back, less shipping. And the pillow itself, guaranteed to last you 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL. We're talking about robots, and Chris, you were actually making a point about why you welcome our robot overlords because of checklists.
Yeah, so I was referring to a book called The Checklist Manifesto, which was big in, I guess, like management. Every company probably had their CEO say, everybody needs to read this book. Our company was
What was it? One of those along with Who Moved the Cheese?
Yeah, well, picture the same sort of thing, but really a different take on it. The entire premise of the book was, in certain fields, things get missed. And when things get missed, things go wrong. And they talked a lot about medicine and how often there were infections during hospital stays simply because doctors and nurses forget to wash their hands. And these people are preached this every single day of their education, every day. Everybody knows the importance. But sometimes you get busy, you get distracted, and it doesn't happen. So by implementing checklists, they were able to reduce the number of infections in hospitals by the hospitals that they did this in, something like by 60 or 70%. It was a huge number. They also talk to pilots. Pilots are notorious users of checklists. They have the book. They do a pre-flight checklist. That's not just in their head. They have it in front of them, and they go right down there to make sure that they check off everything. And if you know the story of Sully, landing in the Hudson River, the first thing that happened after he made that decision was a guy reaches for the checklist for the book, finds a checklist for a water landing, and they start ticking it off right off the bat. So when I think about automation and robotics.
And that water landing, that's the one where the goose flew through the engine?
Yeah.
Just after takeoff?
Yeah. Yep. It was pretty. That brings up another book, but I'm not going to get into that book right now.
Now, one thing that's amazing on that is the checklist that they had was for like a 3,000-foot emergency landing, and they were only about 300 feet up. And amazingly, he was able to get through all of the items on the checklist and avoid some bridge. It was like in between a couple of bridges. It was the most amazing thing ever. Like that
reminds
guy.
Me of one of my favorite quotes that I learned when my previous insurance company I worked for put me up for training. It was, people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan.
Ding, ding, ding.
You're absolutely right.
Having a checklist is having a plan.
Right. If there is such a thing as a hero, that pilot is one.
Well, the other book, which I have to bring up now, was called Fly by Wire, and that book talks about how the Airbus series of aircraft are designed to do exactly what that did. Fly in ways that humans could not actually fly, and they attribute a lot of that success to the airplane and gave Sully, like, you know, honorable mention in the whole thing. So back to checklists and back to robotics, which is where we started with your story here.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at these areas, and if you can automate checklists into systems, then we may be able to do some real good things, and particularly in medicine and things like that. Asking all the questions, making sure all the information is entered into a database, making sure all the information is relayed to that next person.
So, for example, you get one person that forgets to ask someone if they have any allergies. That can potentially be, in a medical you know, setting, a life-threatening thing.
Yes.
You know, so a robot that's programmed to go down, like, ask certain automated questions isn't going to skip one, so you eliminate that risk.
And I'll tell you, in medicine, there are those lists exist. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, certain things that you have to ask every single patient. And if you ever go to the doctor, you get a little frustrated when the nurse asks you a series of questions.
Yeah.
You go into another room, and the next nurse asks you the same questions all over again.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they do it.
Yeah. So actually, continuing back into the article, it says, in remarks that seem to infuriate unions, a reform press release says public services can become the next Uber using the gig economy to employ locum doctors and supply teachers.
I like it.
Yeah?
If you have to have government, at least let's make it efficient, and then we'll work on how to get rid of the robots and government. And
right, but if you make it efficient, doesn't that just make it easier for it to get bigger?
But, I mean, it would be getting smaller. It would be saving billions, like around 4 billion pounds, according
okay.
to...
Okay.
There are two separate issues here.
So we've got all of the spying is automated now, so don't worry about any spying because your rights aren't being infringed because it's a robot that's doing it.
Yeah. Robot don't care what you say.
Well, I mean, there'd have to obviously be, like, laws. I mean, like, the liability of, like, malpractice for a doctor would no longer exist if, you know...
The only part
of this, was doing something.
Right. The only part of this entire story I agree with both of you on is that in healthcare, and if that could lead to efficiencies, it would actually save lives.
Yeah.
Daryl, I completely understand what you're saying. The issue isn't that they're inefficient. The issue is that they is.
Right.
How's that?
And then, you know, what other kind of issue that I have with robots doing things like this is sometimes, you know, you need to skip from A all the way to Q to where, you know, a robot, got to do A, B, C, D, E, F, you know, all through the alphabet, whereas a human doctor could look at the situation, triage it real quick and say, oh, we can't do the blood sample right now because of all of these things. We've got to stop this from happening.
That's I think a little bit of a straw man. I think there's lots of technologies out there and ones that we haven't seen yet that are going to employ more fuzzy computing.
Right, but I think, you know, simple things like checking somebody's vital signs.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, robot
well, they have
would
those
be
little
good
things
at that,
in your local pharmacy where you can go in and like put your arm in and it tells you your blood pressure.
But you know, robot trying to start an IV. You know, that's a little more tricky.
And again, we may not be there today, but we may
Uber
certainly be there.
Uber can have self-driving cars.
Right.
Like, I mean, I feel like that would be more complicated than like just finding an arm, sensing it. Like,
I think,
you know?
Yeah. Let me look at this with infrared and find the
pulsing
blood.
Exactly. You have X-ray machines or technology. So if it's built into the robot and it can see every last vein like in your body, then it would actually be probably better precision than having somebody else do it.
Daryl's a
I don't know. 855 450 free. I do not welcome our robot overlords to you. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you welcome our robot overlords?
With open arms, Daryl. Open arms.
Well, of course your arms are going to be open because the robots will forcibly separate them if they are not, because robots don't care. And You guys joke about, you know, like, what, was I touched inappropriately by a robot? No, I don't like the idea of removing humanity from very important decisions.
Yeah, I'd
not
agree
that,
with you.
Not that, you know, humanity always makes the best decisions, but there's always that thing of humans are able to assess the full context of a situation, whereas robots... And I know that the programming's gotten a little better since I took a class on BASIC in junior high 25 years ago. But, you know, it's basically 10, start, go to 20.
Right.
20, do this, go to 30. And every night you can do, like, if this, then that sort of situation.
Sure.
But I don't know how complex those can be to where it's like, if you notice this, then skip the next seven steps
sure.
and go to that eighth step and then come back to step two if this other thing.
Well, the nice thing is this won't be provided by government scientists. They're not going to be the ones that figure this out.
How do we know?
No, because this sort of innovation will come from private sector because they're the only ones that ever create this sort of that level of that next step of innovations. That's what happens.
I think you're speculating here.
I am. But tell me a case where
it was, you know, government hired people that wound up creating the atom bomb and the Falcon rockets that wound up supposedly, allegedly, according to most people, putting people on the moon. But I know that some people think the moon doesn't even exist.
Right. But to another point that you made there, I agree with you completely that we need to keep humanity involved in very, very important decisions. The analogy I always like to make, it's the movie War Games versus anybody who, you know, the two guys, the two
very
Air Force.
Strange game we have here. The only way to win is to not play.
Right. Or in a missile silo.
Wait, should I say spoiler warning before saying
late,
that?
Too late, Daryl. That's all right. But the two military officers.
Everybody dies at the end of Titanic.
Thank you, Daryl.
Alderaan gets blown up.
I give up.
Okay, so
two military officers, each with a key that both have to turn them before you can launch a nuclear weapon.
Right.
So you've taken something that you know you want to happen, not me personally, but the military or the president or whoever, and you have introduced humanity into that decision-making
yes.
process, and I think that's a good thing.
And then Dr. Strangelove is another
sure.
good example of that,
yeah.
to where you know, you've got to do the thing, and then the guy, like, cowboy ride on the...
Absolutely. Nuke. Slim Pickens riding a nuclear warhead.
Is that another one where I should say spoiler warning, even though that's on the cover of, like, that's on the movie poster, the guy riding cowboy on the nuke?
Probably not. But I think your point's well taken. I have more faith in technology, and I think that we're going to really easily solve some of these issues.
I don't know. I really don't know. Let's go to the phones, where we've actually got a caller that loves our robot overlords. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I really love these the RoboCops, you know, because I want to let you know that, you know, Rio Rancho, they only had two the mobile speeding vans, but now they're going to have eight. And
so these mobile speeding vans, you've called in about these before.
These are
vans that are set up somewhere with cameras that if somebody drives faster than the speed limit past these, there's a little computer that takes a picture and then automatically sends them a ticket.
Off. They're actually getting rid of the real red light cameras at the intersection. They had two of those. So they're removing those, but instead you're going to get eight of these superhuman RoboCop speeding vans.
You really like these
RoboCop
things. Yeah, you do.
Huh. So you have no concerns about, you know, the invasion of privacy rights, the fact that, you know, the constitutions, and I think that they're largely meaningless because, you know, the governments don't follow them, but the constitutions do say that you have a right to face your accuser. How is it that you can bring a computer into court and question the computer?
Was written like 300 years ago before we had robot technology.
Not quite.
It was
that
actually
good.
About 240 years ago for the federal constitution and just over 100 years ago for the New Mexico constitution. But, you know,
I see where
if you add those together, that's about 300.
Yeah, but Sarah, let's just, for example, say that I accuse you of shoplifting. I say you came into my store and you stole something from me. And when we go to trial, you want to say that, nah, I wasn't there. That wasn't me. I have proof. I have I want to ask questions about why you're lying. And the judge says, no, I'm sorry, Sarah, you can't ask any questions. And you're just instantly found guilty.
They have the video camera, so you can't lie. They have those. They have to catch you on film. They could present that.
Right, but well, what's
no,
the
they
context?
Don't have to.
I can't challenge it. How do I challenge it?
Hold on. So, no, there have been people convicted of shoplifting without there being a security camera inside the store. So there's no requirement that it be caught on film.
Right, but she's saying she's not answering my question.
She never answers the question.
Right, my question is should you have a right to challenge your accuser? And that is not only born into the U.S. Constitution, but it goes back to the Magna Carta. So we're talking not 300 years, as you claim. But
we're talking at least 802.
Yeah.
Because a lot of what was written into the Magna Carta was considered to be existing common law.
Common law.
And they just said, we should probably write this down so that this stuff doesn't get infringed upon
well,
at some time
kind of
in the
like
future.
Well, this kind of goes hand-in-hand with like breathalyzers and stuff, like because you know, breathalyzers are technology that allegedly measure the alcohol content, but there's so many things that can give them, like,
false
readings
positives, yeah.
and stuff like that. So even technology, as advanced as it can still have errors.
Yep. Eat a poppy seed bagel and then take a drug test, and you're going to wind up getting a false positive on opium. Sarah, thank you for the call. Let's go to Mark. Calling in from Fort Mojave. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening, Daryl and Chris and Heather. I called this subject you're on about robots and stuff. I think Daryl's on the right track about the programming. There's a book written by Robin Cook a few years ago called Cell, C-E-L-L, and it talks about this very thing that, you know, you could have the computer or the program go through the checklists and make sure that people are healthy. And, in fact, a large company wanted to have everybody download this medical program onto their smartphones. And Robin Cook's fictional book, things didn't work out too well.
So go ahead and give the spoiler what wound up happening.
Well, yeah, it's been probably more than a year since I read it, but the people behind the programming, so there's still people involved, and if somebody messes up or intentionally messes up the programming, people were dying.
Mark, thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable rebelsolarllc.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at portablesolarllc.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to portablesolarllc.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about robots taking our jobs. And obviously, you know, there are some jobs that robots can't do because, you know, robots can't do everything, right? So, like, you're never going to have robots that wind up replacing Michael Phelps as Olympic swimmers.
If you had the robotic Olympics.
No, because you get robots in water and then they wind up short-circuiting.
They could waterproof the robots.
Ah, damn. Foiled again. robot talk show host, not going to be that popular?
Some nights it might be an improvement.
But okay. You must be talking about shows other than Free Talk Live,
where
you can call in 855-450-FREE, although, you know, some robot telephone callers might be an improvement over others.
Boy, you're going to get sued for that one.
No, I'm not mentioning names of which callers.
I know you're not.
Free Talk Live wouldn't be as fun if we were all robots.
It wouldn't be.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's the whole thing of just...
Although, Daryl, sometimes you do sound like a robot the way you talk.
Do you think so?
Robots wanting to destroy humanity.
Free Talk Live.
I've seen The Matrix. I've seen Futurama.
Daryl, are you a robot?
I know that the robot motto is kill all humans. Hey, baby, want to kill all humans?
Wow.
Bender Bending Rodriguez.
Oh, Jesus.
No Futurama fans
no.
in the house tonight?
No, sorry.
Do you think people are going to be able to marry robots?
Well, there was the story about the lady.
Robots have rights? You're going to have a whole new bathroom now just for robots?
I don't know if robots go to the
bathroom. Five bathrooms now?
I don't know if robots go to the bathroom, but I'm in favor of the unisex bathroom to where
they might just, need to go download, you know?
That there's just, you know, oh, the one bathroom with a single stall, and it doesn't matter, you know, who was in there prior. Just, you know, wipe the seat and flush. Like, those are the rules for the bathroom. Wipe the seat and flush.
Could that be automated? Could you have a robot that would make sure that happens every time? A robotic toilet seat.
There are toilet seats to where it's got the plastic cover that every time it flushes, the plastic winds up moving.
Chicago Airport.
And I've seen those other places as well.
See, making our lives better already.
But then there's the Roomba. And I'm sure you've seen some of the horrors of Roomba.
I have a Roomba.
Do you also have a dog?
No, we have cats, which makes it fun.
Do the cats always use the litter box?
Yeah, because our cats are pretty good with the litter box.
I've seen pictures to where Roomba...
Cat litter boxes. I zoned out for a minute. We went from robots to cat boxes.
I'm following Daryl, so who knows where this is going.
The question here was, because I've seen pictures to where somebody's pet did not go where the pet was supposed to go.
Okay.
And the Roomba went right over top of...
Oh, Roomba is like a little vacuum?
Yeah. Yeah. The Roomba went right over top of it, and then there was a big brown streak all the way across the carpet.
Oh, see, now that's just disgusting. Now, but the Roombas worked very well.
Yeah, the Roombas work very well as long as, you know, your pet doesn't wind up pooing in the middle of the carpet, and then the Roomba just happens to go over top of it instead of, oh, there's an object here, and then turning around. There have been stories of, you know, like people laying on their floor doing yoga, and the Roomba comes over and, like, sucks their hair into the vacuum.
Okay, so maybe using technology requires a modicum of common sense. Like, don't lay on the floor where your Roomba is running with your long blonde ponytail while you're doing yoga. That's just stupid. I have no pity on that person.
Or, you know, the whole fact of maybe quit trying to automate things that shouldn't necessarily be automated.
Yeah, but that's such a subjective thing. I mean, what you may want to automate may differ drastically from what I want to automate.
So what are you going to do with the extra 30 seconds of your life to where your toaster automatically turns on the toast when you wake up in the morning?
I already got that going on, so I
sleep.
Well,
what am I supposed to do, hire somebody to make my toast in the morning?
Toast boy.
I wish I, you know, had somebody that I could hire to do all the things I don't want to do. So if I had a robot, that would be pretty awesome.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Greg calling in from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Everybody should have one.
What are your thoughts on robots doing jobs that humans don't want to do?
This is Robot Greg from New York.
Well played, sir. Well played. What's on your mind?
I'll tell you what I would like to automate. Actually, I don't know. I think if I said it suggestively enough, you guys will come up with something dirty.
It's what we do here.
I think they already make those automated.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Greg.
Sure. So the other day I called in. I actually love talking about robots and automation because I feel like it's every few, you know, generations something comes along, disrupts the previous economic system, disrupts things. And, you know, we had this kind of assumption that employers valued their employees. You know, it used to be grandpa used to work for the same company for decades and he would have a pension. You know, he'll be taken care of well. He'd be a company man. Today, most people are temps. Not most people, but a lot of people, are, you know, they work for 2 years maybe. They have part-time jobs. And a lot of this will be increasing. So the way I like to say it is, average demand for human labor is going down. You don't have to replace every job. You just have to have enough demand shock. In economics, called demand shock. Basically, it means that, let's say, Uber replaced all the drivers with self-driving cars. McDonald's replaces the workers with kiosks and so forth. Suddenly all these people are looking for jobs. They flood the market, too much supply, and they depress the wages for everybody else. That's kind of the pattern that you start seeing right now. And people move in with their parents, you know, and it's a lot harder to get a job because the robots can do a lot more. So that's kind of the future.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. And part of this is inevitable. And it's nothing new. I mean, you can say the same thing of, buggy whip manufacturers and things like that, and the advances that Henry Ford made in mm-hmm. the assembly line. Yeah. And as we move forward, and even as we talk about robots, robots aren't new. This is something that started up in the 70s in industry and in car factories, really got ahead of steam in the 80s and 90s. And I'm trying to find the story. Yeah, this is it. Chinese factory replaces 90% of humans with robots and productivity soars. I'm trying to pull up the statistic of what the number of vehicles shipped from this factory was, but it was 162% increase in the number of vehicles produced at this one plant without an increase in labor. Or an increase in cost. So we're certainly going to see that. What it means is that we as people, the pressure is really on to become adaptable. And there are things that, as we've discussed all night tonight, that technology is not capable yet of dealing with. Those things that require a real human decision.
So I just pulled up the story about what you were talking about. Previously, there were 650 employees at the factory. With the new robots, there are now 60 human employees. The general manager of the company says that he believes that number could drop to 20 in the future.
Yeah. I think what the most important skills going forward, and maybe it's not a skill, but maybe it's a trait, and I'd like your take on this, is going to be adaptability to change. That people will. Yes, I am. I think that's my proposition, is that the most desirable skill you will have is people that learn quick and will be able to adapt and to do different things.
Well, yeah, I think, look, a lot of people do adapt, and adaptability, like I always say, I mean, I know you guys disagree with it. I always say you need a safety net. You need a universal basic income. I'd be happy to replace all the welfare systems with just one universal basic income, single payer, for all the things that you need for the basics. You want to get more, you can pay out of pocket for whatever you like. But if you lose your job, because the robot took it, or there's a medical illness in the family or anything like that, you can still go to college. You can still re-educate yourself and get that new job. Because what happens now, a lot of people are trying to hold on to that paycheck, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. They're trying to get that end job that's going to be eliminated.
And if you do a universal basic income, then there's going to be the people that actually work having more of their money stolen. Greg, thanks for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. Robots taking jobs, robots doing a better job, whatever is on your mind. Oh, yeah, and there's a weird story about caffeine that we'll get into. This is Free Talk Live.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.